You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is pigment? Living critters, plants, animals, microscopic organisms such as algae have a wide spectrum of colors. And pigments are what cause most of those colors. Pigments are chemicals produced by organisms to create colors. Pigmentation is very important for an organism's survival. Plants have many different kinds of pigments or colors. They're needed for photosynthesis, which is changing sunlight into carbohydrates. Pigments can brightly color a flower to attract the insects needed for pollination. In animals, pigmentation is needed for camouflage and to hide or to attract a mate. Sometimes the pigment stays the same, such as the color of a bear. It can also change gradually, such as a darkening of your skin when you're in the sun and tan. Other times, the pigments can change very rapidly, such as when a squid suddenly changes color to escape a predator. Specialized pigments are so important to our survival and well-being. For example, a pigment called rhodopsin is in our eyes and helps us with night vision. A lack of pigment can actually be dangerous. Melanin is a type of pigment that produces brown and black. Albinism is a condition where the animal lacks melanin. It's then more susceptible to sunburn or easier to be seen by a predator. It's interesting that some colors aren't caused by pigments. For example, the blues that you'll see in the feathers of many birds are caused by microscopic crystals rather than pigments. Here's an experiment to try at home with a plant pigment called carotene. C-A-R-O-T-E-N-E. Carotene is in carrots. Cut up a coffee filter into two strips, each about 1 inch by 4 inches. Tape them to a straw and place each one into a separate glass so the straw is horizontal across the rim and the filter paper hangs down into the glass, almost touching the bottom. Then go ahead and remove it. Put a carrot into a blender and blend it, no water, until it's a paste. Put a dab of that carrot paste on each filter, about 2 inches from the bottom. Put a little water in the bottom of one glass and a little rubbing alcohol into the other. Hang a filter back into each glass so it's just barely hanging into the liquid. The liquid will go up into the paper and over time flow up to and past that dab of carrot paste, and it'll spread the color. Wait an hour, come back, remove the filter and hold it against white paper as a background, and you might see a faint spread of orange, yellow, and even red colors from that pigment carotene. See which liquid, water or alcohol, was better at spreading the color. Well, we've just learned a little bit about pigment. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.